keep getting told we're ready and music never starts.
Yeah, see, it's like, oh, go ahead, yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to TCO with DAT. That's how we do it now in episode 201, Little Inside Baseball. We have not recorded episode 200 yet because Damon wants more energy later. Just letting you know that now because I got the mic. He should never let me talk first because this is how we're doing it. Episode 201 from now on. I talk, he listens. Everybody, let me tell you about a thing I'm upset about. I watch a lot of YouTube. I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. I think we discussed that. I am so tired of people doing things like without any further ado, or people that say, I love me some. I can't tell you how many different channels say, like, they go through a whole thing and then they say, without any further ado, if you have too much ado at the top of your video,
yeah,
you're talking too much. Just get into your video.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, I love me some water, or I love me some White Castle. Like, you just, I love White Castle. I love water. I love not sitting here with Damon. You don't have to put the me in there.
My podcast would be like, I love me. I would stop.
Yes, you could stop right there.
I would stop
right
there.
That would be good for you. Also, once again, just a reminder, just an alert, just a grammatical thing. Seen is not the past tense of see. It is saw. I'm so tired of that. Moving on.
We're moving on. But
just so you guys know that later on today, we will be, for us, not for you, it'll be in the past. We'll be recording episode 200. Thanks for everyone that came with us on our journey. Here we are, episode 201. Nothing's changed. I still don't like Damon. He still thinks he's the greatest. Let's move on. Damon, your week. Go ahead.
So instead of my week, since you're already on a soapbox, let's do this. How about Wobbly Tables? Can I get something out of that?
Where were we recently?
I don't know, but you sent me two words, Wobbly Tables. I just put it on the list.
Okay.
I put it on the list.
That's what I was like, I just had a wobbly table.
I feel like you came in hot. Well, I want this anger. Let's go. Anger.
And you reminded me that you were going off my list. I thought you were just bringing up Wobbly Tables.
No.
As people also don't know, we don't record as frequently as we used to, so I'll send Damon a note the day after we record. 13 days later, I'm required to remember what it was I was angry
right.
at. If you were across from me at a wobbly table and you know the table is wobbly, stop treating it like a teeter-totter.
Yes.
Be gentle. Be light. Be aware of your own human body, especially if you're old enough that you've been with it long enough where you should know that if I put a lot of weight and pressure onto this table, it's going to flip up whatever the other guy's doing. Food, drink.
Yes. Hey, or
self-love, whatever he's doing over there.
How big of a table was it?
Was it a four-person or two-top?
Two top. Okay, so
two top.
A foot on top might have limited this.
I have already used everything in my possession that won't pop open. So no sweet and low, no sugar packets, just folded up napkins. Plus, we need a few because people at this table are messy.
Right.
Not me. Fold it up, put it on there. It's a little better, but still, every single, and to act surprised.
Yeah.
Oh. To act shocked. When they let go and all of my stuff goes, blah, 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 blah.
Starting now. When did this happen?
Right, you know, now. Why it's surprising? Because it never happens to them. Because after the second time, I've stopped leaning on the table.
I know. I can eat a whole meal without even barely touching the table. Yeah, I know. I can hover.
And because for some reason we're not allowed to get upset, I can't look them dead in the face and go, are you kidding me?
I knew you were coming in hot. I knew it was happening. I saw the mic move. I knew. I get to cheat. I saw that.
I'm glad that whatever Mac did that one day that switched our mics.
So oh, yeah, yeah. No.
I can actually use this mic.
No, occasionally I'll be talking.
And take it out of my face.
Yeah, occasionally I'll be talking, and this will just float up to my nose. Yeah. So, which I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, it's a look at me, yeah. And you'll be in a world of quiet and talking.
That's what it is. Yeah, but you can bring yours back to reality. I got to keep my head over.
How many times has it been, though? Where it's
just... Oh, I know. But it's more fun when it's you, not me.
The other day, I went to Shots and Giggles for comedy.
Okay.
Mac, have I talked to you about, what is that place really? Like, during the day, is it a bar all day?
How,
like,
do they make enough money to stay open? What do they do? Place?
I have no idea. Anyway, I drove by the old studio. It was weird to see it. Sometimes I miss it. I miss the brick wall. We used to do videos there.
Yeah.
Now I feel like as soon as this thing's in, are we just out of Dodge? We are at this place.
Yeah. Well, because it's 5,000 degrees.
Well, I know, but also there's no brick wall here we can line up against. Because in the back, it's 75 doors. And on the side where there's an alley, it's wide enough for one and a half of us.
Yeah.
And there's always a car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. Because it's actually
doesn't matter
treacherous.
What time it is.
It's treacherous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, occasionally with the other one, it'd be weird. There'd be no reason for it, but there'd be humans just walking by.
The passerby?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sidewalk to nowhere.
You know, true story. One time I was taking a video and a guy ducked under my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, first off, there's about 3 more feet between us and the fence. You could have went that way.
There's that. Also, okay. Unless he was planning to walk through your arm, there's no way he would have been in shot.
Correct.
Because it wasn't like, you know, a camera on a stand away from us. You were literally holding the camera out.
But that was way better than, like, right now, we could just die. We just get run over. Somebody come in hot into the parking lot, and we're like, okay, that was a great video.
I missed the shower. I missed the fridge.
Yeah.
I missed the coffee maker.
If I didn't miss the shower, I wasn't allowed to touch it.
What we're telling you is that this was a downgrade.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's doing over there, because he's in Video Village, and as far as I've been told, we no longer do video stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's the clapper in here, the clapboard.
Ooh. Should we start now?
Yes.
We need to clap that
DCO
thing.
Yeah. Episode 201, take two.
Getting clapped.
Hello, everybody. This is TCO with DAT.
That's what we should call it, right? Getting clapped? Yeah. We're getting clapped today. Episode 201, we're getting clapped at Max Office.
I mean, how are you going to top episode 101 where we got herped?
Right. All right. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my week. All right. Since I let you Bogart the whole start.
Here's the great thing, folks. By the time you hear it, this week would have been in 2022.
Correct. Yes. This was a long time ago. Anyway, so we're going into Easter. Okay. You opened it in front of the mic, did you?
Not sponsored.
All right, go ahead. Call me. We don't even say who it is.
Yes.
Call me.
This is the Holy Week we're in.
Yeah, so we're in the Holy Week. So anyway, Chuck, he says, Mom said I can't go to Easter egg coloring anymore. Okay? Now, he's 17, so I figured, okay, maybe there's something to that. I don't understand.
I don't know, but so far it checks out.
Right. And so then she replies, no, I didn't. Now, you got to remember, I'm walking into this, and he looks at me and he goes, Dad, Mom said I can't go to Easter egg coloring anymore. So I don't know why she wants me to go. That's kind of the gist of it, right? Like, he doesn't want to go because he was told he can't go.
Okay.
She goes, no, I didn't. So he says, and I'm telling you right now, this kid, Wade what? Junior. Okay. He goes, okay, did you or did you not say that if I can't go and be nice to everyone, you don't want me there?
I see. So he has selective hearing that he got from his father.
Yes. But here's Nicole looking like she's looking kind of befuddled. Like, okay, you know, I said that. Okay. But that's not.
Because maybe the first time she's like, this is Damon's child. Why did I do this?
So he says, so she says, he says, so I guess you want me to have somebody rage quit Easter. That's what he says. Right. And she says, well, you'll have to go to basket blessing then. They do that on Saturday before, and they've done it as tradition in her family. They do it. So they go and do it.
Tradition.
You know, in my house, if it happens one time.
Yeah, oh, my God.
It's tradition.
If someone thought about it once.
Okay. By the way, we're going to have a side story after that.
Oh, good.
But he says, he goes, yeah, I know. I always have to go to that. He goes, besides, it's in a church. I'm going to be nice. And he shrugs his shoulders. And I'm just like, okay.
I don't know. I've seen him act a fool in a church.
Act a fool.
And
yeah.
I've been with him in a church once.
Yeah, him and three of his buddies.
Yeah, so we are 1,000% on that.
Yes, yeah, he's batting 1,000. Yeah. So, side story, tradition, okay? So my mom passed away, early in the year. Afterwards, you have a luncheon. You eat, as Chuck calls it, we were grubbing, okay?
So yes, Chuck says. That is the old school term.
We were grubbing.
It. Yeah.
Okay, so now, fast forward to when my buddy Scott passed away, none of us had anything to eat, so afterwards we stopped and got something to eat. Me, my wife, and Chuck, we all stopped and ate, right? We were grubbing. Two nights ago, I go out for a wake.
Yes, please explain this to me.
Yeah, so I go out for a wake, okay?
Is this the post about you guys being—
This is the post, okay. Yeah. So anyway, I was asked,
yeah,
do we want to eat while we're out or this or that? I'm like, no, the kids are home. They're in spring break. So I said, they need to eat while they're home. She goes, okay, we'll all be taken care of. You guarantee we will not go anywhere. I'm like, absolutely. Okay, we ended up getting hot dogs afterwards. Yeah. Okay, and here's why, okay? We're at the thing. We're getting ready to leave, and Chuck goes, hey. He goes, are we grubbing on the way home? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, tradition. He goes, every time we go to a wake or a funeral, we eat afterwards. And I go, okay, listen, that's not, like, you don't make it a tradition about I get to put on fancy clothes and grub it up, okay?
Right.
So anyway, I says, no, we can't really do that, you know, and I'm looking at him like, hold on, let me talk to your mom. We'll see what happens, right? Because I know she's, in her mind, she's pissed, okay, that he's even asking. Because she knows Dad might come around and be like, man, we went past that hot dog place. That looked pretty good.
He did touch on your biggest weakness.
Grubbing?
Yeah.
Grubbing, right. So anyway.
Hey, Dad. No. Grubbing. Maybe.
You want to know what's wild? That might be the title of this episode, okay? That might just be it right now.
Nothing else checks out more than that.
Yeah, you've totally brought me back into whatever you're about to ask. So, Dad, get a shovel. No, grubbing. All right, let me get that shovel. We'll be right over there. But so we end up stopping. Okay, fast forward. And before that, I got so much hell. Okay, and I said that's okay. If we don't need to go, I says, guys, we're just gonna go home. We're just gonna go home. It is what it is. We're gonna go home. I meal prepped this week, so I actually have a meal at home, and I'm like, I'm just gonna eat a little bit later, right? Here's the deal. I really wanted hot dogs. Okay. They had a 2 hot dog special for like $4.99. That's with fries. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you pass that? You can't drive past that place hungry. It's like a beacon. Like, ooh, it's a tractor beam. Pulls you right in, you know? So we stop. We get it. As I walk in, I go, ooh, what's this? And it's like, what's Italian ice cream? What are they? Gelato?
Yeah.
So they have all this there. Oh, it looks great. And I'm standing there. She goes, go to the counter and order. I was like, okay. So we grubbed it up, but that's our sidebar. Now it's a tradition. Okay. I have to provide a meal to my kids.
That's a dangerous tradition. Cause it, usually when you're eating those meals after funerals or wakes, they're provided by someone else.
Correct.
So now you're having to fill someone's gap if they don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Well, these were both after wakes. You know what I mean? So Apparently anytime he has to put on fancy clothes and mourn, that means there's grub following. It's tradition. But I like the fact you brought that up. That's how it goes in my house. If you've never listened, if it happens one time in my house and anybody likes it, they pull the tradition card.
No matter how dumb.
They really do. They just pull the tradition card, and that's what they do. And then the last thing, we're on spring break this week. So I downgraded my Disney Plus to monthly because I want to add the Hulu package. I've never had Hulu. So I'm kind of excited to do that, right? So I downgrade it so that I can add that package. Well, we haven't added it in months, right? And so we play tetherball. This is awesome. So anyway, Chuck says, Dad, your project for this week is to get Hulu Plus. Okay, now he's on spring break. I'm not.
Right.
And I said, okay. I said, I tell you what, as soon as that laundry room is spotless, I will get you Hulu Plus. And he looks at me and goes, your project for next weekend. He goes, I'm on spring break. That's what he tells me. And I'm just like, okay. But no, that's exactly what we go through in my house. And again, now grubbing is a tradition. That's how we mourn. And you want to be, I got to be honest with you, I probably did this all along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I probably really did. So.
I mean, it's not a bad way to go about it, but.
No. But it is, it can be expensive unless you have the $4.99 hot dog place. Listen, when you have that, you do not go past that.
I'm pretty sure not everyone in your party had the $4.99 hot dog special.
No. You want to know the one thing they had there? I don't know what they called it. It was $9.99. It was a 6 patty cheeseburger. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't veer left into that. Probably because it didn't come with fries. You know what I mean? But 2 hot dogs and fries. So anyway, that was my week in a nutshell. Going into the holiday, which when they listen to this, it's going to be like 10 days past.
They're going to be like, oh yeah, Easter did happen.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah.
I'll tell this real quick because the last few Monday nights I've been helping out friend of the show, John DeCoss.
Yeah.
Teach a comedy class. Like basically, well, he's going one-on-one and really getting, you know, digging into their sets and giving them, you know, pointers and everything.
Yeah.
Comedy Brian and I would lead workshops on, you know, helping them out. Like,
hey, small groups. Just small breaking groups. Off. Right.
Let's talk about your stuff. What do you guys got?
Yep.
Does anyone have any suggestions for, you know, and also then, hey, this is what you should expect. This is what it'll be like. And they actually did at Lucy's Comedy Cafe that I sometimes do in Crystal Lake at the Rao Center for the Arts. They did an actual show.
Yeah.
Mike Preston hosted. They went up one after the other, and then John closed. So it was an actual show, and they had over 100 people there. It was wonderful.
Nice.
It was a very good show. I just want to say how proud I was of all those people, because I did mention the podcast after. Eventually, people were like, hey, we want to see you perform. Brian, we want to see you perform. What else do you guys do? So I mentioned this, and if you're listening, thank you. I appreciate your support. Also, one of the performers, Samantha.
Yes.
From now on, I'll say Sam. I just didn't want to make it confusing the first part. While we were doing the final run through before we're at the Rao, so this is the last class.
Yeah.
Twice in her set, she said, and that checks out. Or she said checks out once and that checks out another time. Both times, Comedy Brian turned to me and looked as if, I was like, I don't know how. I would never have suggested that, Brian. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Look, I'm not steering the car. I'm just pulling the wheel from over here to passenger seat.
But it was great.
I'm not steering the car.
He was like, twice. I'm like, oh, I heard it.
Yeah. Hey, this is what you tell me because it's entertaining.
Yeah.
That's why. That checks out as entertaining. So, I mean, to the people that now, listen. Yeah, we're doing it. Not
and
us.
The funny thing is, I didn't tell her the name of the podcast until later. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I was just dropping that checks out in and, you know, like without.
You want to know what it is, though, too? Think about it. You're in a, I don't want to say a position of power, but you are because you're kind of mentoring a little bit these groups, right? You don't think they went ahead and Googled you and found out who you were?
No,
you don't think they were kissing a little ass, maybe?
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Maybe. But I doubt it. But it was just great how angry he was. And I was like, oh, you don't have anything you can.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sam can drop for you.
Yeah.
Nothing you can promote.
What do we have? What do we have going on here? B Dubs, the funny one. Yeah. What do we have? All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay. First episode after 200. These are going to
get a little dicey. Fun facts with D&T.
We're not going to do that. Don't. You know what? Scrub that. Timestamp. Timestamp.
All right, everyone. It was nice knowing you. 201 half episodes.
So they can find us at. So here's the deal. First one. Breakdancing has officially become an Olympic sport.
Yeah, it's called breaking.
The first breakdancing event will be held at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. It's part of the Olympic Committee trying to get younger crowds to tune in.
All right, go ahead. Say it. Okay. I know what you're going to say.
Are we the younger crowd?
That's what I was going to say.
Are we the younger crowd? How old are the people watching Olympics? Are we the young? Because we're 47, almost 48. You know, we're late 40s. Okay.
79.
Right. Here's the deal. Breakdancing was popular when we grew up.
I was going to say, that'd be like if they were adding pogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 Here, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you this little thing. You have to feed it and keep it alive. It's a, what were those little virtual pets? That's what the
Tamagotchis.
Yeah, Tamagotchis.
We are going to do the first ever Atari 2600 Commodore 64 and television, ColecoVision.
Yeah.
In the Olympics because we want those young kids.
Yeah. Pong. I saw that and I thought to myself, first off.
Even if it was pop and lock, it's too late.
Oh.
It's at least it's further down than breaking.
I know.
But it's too late.
Yeah. But I want to see if they throw it on the cardboard. You know what I mean? What kind of arena are they going to have to do this?
That is.
You know what I mean? I want to see. Like, is it BYOC? Bring your own cardboard? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Do countries that don't, like, will the British, the UK team be hindered because they have smaller refrigerators in the UK?
Oh.
So their cardboard won't be.
Right. So their arena, is going to be much smaller. Yeah.
Refrigerators that we have over here.
You got the big dual deep freeze, like comes out of the houses in California. Yeah. It's like, how big is that box? Okay. Here's the deal.
I don't think we can say that on the Olympics.
Right. We're going to need to look into that. Timestamp. But no, 2024 is the first time they're going to go after a younger crowd with breakdancing, which was popular in the 80s.
In 2012, I think it was 2012 was London. Anyone want to check me on that?
I don't know. My wife can, but I don't know. Yeah.
Well, because it's London.
Yeah. Well,
also, is she?
It's Olympic. Oh yeah, she's just.
Is she okay? We found out that Catherine of the Wales has cancer and wasn't disappeared.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Did that happen too?
Yeah.
Kate Middleton
was like went in for a medical thing, disappeared off the face of the earth. Everyone had all these conspiracy theories. Turns out she was just trying to fight cancer privately. And now all these comedians and late night people have to go like, ooh, sorry.
My bad.
Sorry. Anyway, 2012, I had back surgery, so I was out most of the summer.
Nobody likes a bragger, but okay.
And I watched a lot of the Olympics.
Oh, really?
And I totally get why kids are not watching a lot of the Olympics.
No.
I watched on like, you know, the weird channels. Like I watched women's indoor field hockey, which was atrocious because the colors were purple and pink. And they made the turf purple and pink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
It's like camouflage.
Yeah, it was literally barf-inducing. It was just awful.
Really?
Yeah.
So see, realistically then, and you were saying, so 2012. So you're mid-30s then.
Yeah.
You're still not young pup.
No.
And what if they were breakdancing? Would you be tuned into that?
Well, the problem is that in the 24-hour news cycle, news world, it's hard to keep everything like secret.
Yeah.
Remember back when we were growing up, you would gather around the TV at night from like 6 to 10 and watch all the highlights, not knowing what had happened across the, you know.
Right.
Unless it was happening, the one in LA or the one in Atlanta, or, you know, you didn't know what had happened. Like, oh, it's a surprise.
Right.
Now it's like primetime hits and you're like, oh yeah, we know where we're at.
Yeah.
I don't have to watch this.
Well, that's why, so I'm a big fan of the NFL. And they, in the draft room, they used to have the cameras. And you'd see the guy sitting around the table and they're like, you know, next pickup is the Dallas Cowboys. And you see the guy on his cell phone. You're like, well, he just got picked by the Dallas Cowboys. And it's like, they don't announce a pick yet. There's not, you know, he's hugging his family. He's doing this and that. And the camera's right there. And it's like, okay, where's the ta-da? You know?
Now it happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you know, what's weird is there are always picks behind. Should be 3-4 picks ahead. And you're like, oh, and the Minnesota Vikings took him. Oh, okay. And then 3-4 picks later, you know, they bring out the Minnesota Vikings rep and he's like, hey, we took Adrian Peterson, you know? And you're like, oh yeah, we knew that already. You know, we're actually on the Jets pick.
Right.
So no, they did stop doing that. I understand. But they at least stopped it because that's the whole thing. I think a lot of people too, don't they make you do like an NDA? Is that what it is? Or what do they call that?
Yeah, I mean, NDA is
right
to where non-disclosure.
Yeah. Right. So I'm saying you partake like people that film shows, they film The Apprentice or they film this or that. They know the winner of the outcome. You know, Survivor, the people are home when that airs. They know who won. You know, they know. So they have to not go on and get spoilers.
I remember it was something just recently. It might have been Hell's Kitchen. No. Is that what that is? With Gordon Ramsay? Whatever. One of the shows. Like three of the contestants were hanging out together somewhere, and it was like, oh, I wonder if you guys made it to the finals.
Oh, so you guys were the final three.
Yeah, because it was really early, and all of a sudden it was like, they pop up on Instagram hanging out, and it was like,
Yeah, someone's probably going to be in trouble.
Hey, I don't want to spoil it. Those three were the final three.
Yeah, well, and here's the other thing. I don't want to spoil it, but the winner probably didn't get his money because they probably weren't supposed to do that. I'm sure they thought about all that stuff ahead of time. You know what I mean? You can't do that stuff. So here's the deal. If you're young and you want to watch the Olympics this year, okay? And by young, I mean 48, okay? Yeah. Then tune in for breakdancing. It will be in Paris. By the way, Paris breakdancing is going to be phenomenal. I hear something too.
Yeah, someone's...
Yeah, I hear something. All right, so here's where
we're... car backing up?
Here's number two. That was me. Sorry. So
that was the hot dogs. $4.99. Yeah. But you get fries.
$4.99. I got fries. More people are bitten by New Yorkers than sharks every year.
I mean, there's more New Yorkers near people than there are sharks near people. So the odds are for that, I think.
And it says the annual number of worldwide shark bites is 10 times less than the number of people bitten by other people in New York. Now, you know, you could be a traveler. We're from Illinois. We could bite somebody. And that'd be a New York stat. You know what I mean? We wouldn't get an Illinois stat for that. It wouldn't be an Illinois bite. It'd be a New York bite.
Is that how it works? I mean, but we'd have to pay taxes both in New York and Illinois.
Oh, for the bite?
Yeah, I think that's called the Michael Jordan rule.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
Because he was making a killing, but in other states, but they couldn't get a bite of it. So of course they went to court and been like, hey, you know, you make money here.
You made money right here. Yeah, you were employed.
So you got to pay us taxes in every state you play.
You know, in the playoffs, you were employed here three games. You could have won in two. That way you wouldn't have to pay taxes on that third one.
Yeah.
But anyway, 10 times less. I don't know how many shark bites there are. I would like to know that. I know we don't have anybody to Google ever.
I am no New York expert, but I know I've been in New York more than the other guy in this room.
Yes.
There's some weird people out in the streets in New York.
You talking about Mac or you talking about me?
No, I said in this room.
Oh, okay.
Mac has his own private.
He's got his own private suite. Yeah, he's like apartment B.
It's kind of like an ensuite to us.
It's probably 40 degrees cooler in his room.
Probably.
Yeah.
He has access to the outside.
That is true. If something goes down here, we are either out the window or we are dead.
Before you got here, Mac and I were discussing how he needs more space because this studio is literally just turning into a closet for his lights.
Correct. Yes. Well, and you wonder every why it's so hot.
Well, every time you come in here, there's 40 new lights.
Yeah, and you're 4 inches from them. It's like, you know, if you had a bigger room, we could be like 4 feet from them, but that's okay. You know, I go home with a suntan. Where were you?
Yeah.
Okay, I was at the studio. I promise.
Why is yours on the right and Ted's on the left? Because we don't sit side by side anymore.
Yeah.
You can't watch
that. That's why. And the reason you don't watch that is because we don't let you. Okay? That's fine. Try harder. Was that nice? Did I say something nice?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Timestamp. Hey, where's my hero? I could be my own hero on that one. Is it this one?
Yeah.
There we go. See? I think I did something good for the whole podcast. All right. Here's my next one. And my last fun fact. At one point, the government in one part of Serbia, paid teachers with vodka.
I mean, it saves them having to go and buy their own.
Okay, now I can tell you right now, going to school where we did, I think some of those teachers just spent their paychecks on vodka.
It was weird because we were, just so you guys know, we're planning our high school reunion. Damon and I are both on the committee.
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
And we were talking with some of the people and they were talking about how, you know, which teachers got to which bars and hang out. When my parents were teachers in that same town, you could not drink in town.
Oh, that was like a rule?
Yeah. The superintendent sat everyone down, like set a group down and like, hey, you're adults. Go do your thing. Don't do it here.
It makes sense.
Because they didn't want parents to see a teacher like,
you know, sloshed.
Like, right. At a towny bar. So,
right.
Yeah. Which is also saying, hey, please go drive and drink.
You know what it is?
Basically, though? What I was saying.
You know what I was going to say? It's probably not that at all. It's that all the students went to those bars also and they didn't want to get busted.
Also, that's.
They didn't want to get busted.
Probably, slipped the superintendent to 50, which is a lot of money back then.
Yeah, that's my gym teacher. I don't want him in this bar because I am 16. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be here.
But that's why, like, when I was growing up, I knew all those, like, quote unquote, speakeasies on the side of the road that had good dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, isn't that a bar? Yeah, but they serve a great dinner on Fridays. Let's go there for fish. Like, how do people know this? Like, because my parents' teacher friends would be there getting drunk and would let them know.
Yeah. I'm sure glad you guys have a drinking problem because I'm eating well.
Yeah. I know where all the specials are. Eating good in the neighborhood?
Eating good in the neighborhood.
All right.
So it says the government ran out of money, so it gave teachers 15 bottles each. That's a lot.
That's
a lot
cool.
of booze.
But how do you feed your face with just...
Oh, you know what it says? It says they were happy with that since they could resell it on local markets.
Okay.
So
basically it was thrifting. We thrifted for teachers.
Yeah. We bartered. We bartered for your goods and services. Yeah. So I like that rule though, where you don't get sloshed in the town you teach.
Well, don't poop where you eat, apparently.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to do that. I totally understand. But still, paying teachers with vodka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine if the teacher's like, I just got paid. Like Friday at noon, you're like, they got paid today.
But I guess how many teachers do you have? Because that kind of like floods the market, no pun intended. Where, like, if you're the last person to get it, then you're like, oh, everyone else has already sold their bottles, and now I'm stuck with...
Right.
You know, that's like a pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah.
You get to the bottom of it, and suddenly you're like, wait, there's no one under me.
Well, you know, every time a teacher's got a free period, they're in the office. The bottles come in yet?
Yeah.
Did the bottles come in yet?
Yeah. Like, we're trying to sell LuLaRoe tights here or something.
They're like, hold on. Miss... what's a good teacher's name in Siberia? It's not Miss Smith. But I don't know what you would call it. What's his last name?
Miss the Stan?
Sure. Smith Krat-Lackistan? What are we doing? Wow. We doing Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, what I'm saying is Mrs. Smith says it's eBay time. We all need to put our head down. Right. It's quiet time while she takes bids on her paycheck.
Yeah, they played heads up, bids up. Back then.
Those were your sandals. I saw those come by. So anyway, yeah, 15 bottles each. That was my last fun fact. I thought that was kind of wild. But I guess it makes sense if they can resell
when that was?
It doesn't give a time frame.
I mean, I assume that's not in the modern era.
Yeah, it says at one point. So, I mean, hey, maybe back when breakdancing was popular.
Yeah.
That might have happened.
Well, maybe the Olympics should look into this.
Here's the deal. We don't have medals. We have vodka.
One of the favorite things about the Olympics is how, like, growing up, it was always such a wholesome, here we are supporting the country. It's all about patriotism and all this hard work they did. And then you later on, you find out that those people that had the early sports, whatever was done early, they were just in the Olympic Village doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they had been so, like, you know, like for years, they'd been focused. There was no relationships. There was no outside, you know, shenanigans.
Yeah.
Oh, archery's done? Well, yeah. Well, so is, you know, the biathlon. Let's ruin this place.
You know what's weird? That's probably true just to the point of, think about it. Michael Phelps spends his whole time in the pool getting ready, right? You're not going to get any action in the pool.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're going that fast.
They're practicing. They're doing all this stuff. They're not thinking about
it. No.
The amount
as soon as he gets off the podium.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The amount of balloon-shaped birth control that has gone through the Olympics is astronomical.
He's got a net and he's catching the divers. He's like, I got this one. This one's mine. It's like, Phelps, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. By the way, that guy had the biggest ears ever. I don't know how he's so fast. You know what I mean?
Maybe
I have smaller ears.
Maybe
he
could use those to propel. He would just pull with his ears.
You have two oars on the side of your head. That's not really fair. You're like a kayak.
Also, the man could literally just reach out and touch the other end of the pool.
Yeah,
his arms were like to his... Yeah. Like he could reach his toes just by putting his arm down.
Yeah. Yeah. You tying your shoes without bending over? How are you doing that, Phelps? What's going on over here? Yeah. He was very freakishly... But here's the deal. Didn't he win like 10, 12, 15?
Oh, it was like 20.
He broke every record, right?
I'll tell you what though, when Subway found out that he liked to eat there, they were like, "Thank God."
Yeah. Okay. Now,
get
one more question. How do you feel about the youth of America?
One more question. I need an up or down on this.
Yeah.
Diddling.
Are you a role model for the group for the youth of America? Yeah. So that's what they need to know. So you're right. That was a huge bounce back for Subway. Yeah. Like, thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. We thought he liked Quiznos. We're so glad. Yeah. You know, Jimmy John's could have had him, but he likes Subway. Yeah. It is what it is. All right. I have a butt why today, and this might be my favorite butt why we've ever done. Okay?
But why, I ask.
Yeah. So butt wipers, get ready. Millions of women across the world visit and touch the G.I. Joe guy of this grave statue in France. This is the statue of Victor Noir, which I believe he's the brother of Drakkar. I used to wear his stuff.
Wow. All right.
A famous journalist who lived in the 1800s. Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean last week. Yeah, last week. Anyway, every year, many women and men from all over the world come to Père Lachaise Cemetery to kiss the lips, touch the feet, and rub the G.I. Joe guy of Victor's statue. They don't just do it for fun. Okay, first off, don't see any fun in it, but that's right. Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So, old Vic, what are we doing over here? Vic and his, never mind. So, they strangely expect fertility benefits and a blissful sex life from these strange behaviors.
So, what are the people rubbing Lincoln's nose expecting?
Okay, so now look at the three parts of that.
Yeah, no, I see it.
So, it's weathered green because it's like copper, whatever. You know, it's a bronze statue.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so look at it, okay? So I have a picture I'm showing.
The way
showing
this,
Wilson.
This looks,
yeah.
And it could just be because of how it's been.
That he's laying down?
No, about how it's been addressed by everyone coming there. It looks like someone sculpted it going down his leg.
Oh, correct. No, it does. First
off, it's not like in the zipper area.
Let me tell you something.
It's heading down towards the knee.
Old Vic looks like he rivals Tommy Lee in this statue. All right. That's
and old if, Vic apparently has a big
yeah.
Decision to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, big statue. Big statue.
Big Richard.
big Bear Chase.
Big Bear Chase.
So anyway.
But yeah, what's weird though, he's also a picture of a woman leaning over.
Kissing him and touching the genitals.
95% of her, yes, is leaned up towards
a
statue that apparently everyone else is French kissing.
Right.
But her left hand is sneakily down there.
Yeah.
Checking out what old
working
Vic.
Working the biz.
Yeah.
Working the biz.
Yeah. What old Vic had for lunch.
Yeah. So like I said, they expect fertility benefits and a blissful sex life. So,
and here's the thing with statues.
Yeah.
You can't hide that after a while.
No.
Like Lincoln's nose down in Springfield, whole head is just a dark, you know, ace
like a,
color.
Yeah.
Nose, bronze. Like bronze. Bronze like the sun.
It's not green. Yeah. It's not, it has not weathered and aged.
This is, I was disgusted by people that go to Ireland and kiss the Blarney Stone because you have to lay down and like literally wiggle your head out of a hole and then kiss
really?
The stone. Yeah. It is not like you walk up to a thing. You have to lay down. Crouch backwards, do like an almost like an inverted table. Get your head out and kiss this thing. Gross. Who else has been like mouthing that thing?
Yeah.
This is a grave on the ground.
Yeah.
You watch people in front of you go like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm doing that next.
Yeah. My turn. Shotgun. Yeah. I'm up next. And it looks like everybody goes from the same side. Because even where his lips are worn off, it's like it's to one side. So it's like, is there something on the other side? You think you could really get two lines and just alternate.
I got to say, I hope that works.
You
can do that on his mouth. You can't do that on his...
No, but here's the deal. So you get...
On his wee-woo.
You get one hand on the G.I. Joe guy and one hand on the feet, and the other one gets one hand on the G.I. Joe guy and lips on the mouth. And then you just rotate up. So you kind of work... It's almost like Twister. You always have to be touching something. You know what I mean? That's how you work it. And you go from both sides. That way, it's like when you go to church and they do communion and you get up and you go to the thing. Don't go both sides at a table.
If
go
this
both
is
sides.
What, is this what you guys consider your tradition of basket blessing? I don't want to play.
His basket has been blessed by several people. Yeah, his basket.
And I think like it keeps.
They bless the varnish off of his basket.
It seems to get like more blessed every time.
Yeah. So, but again, I guess if you're in France and you go to the Père Lachaise Cemetery,
Père Lachaise, I'd say.
Père Lachaise. That's what I said, right?
Yes.
The first three times.
You said Peter Lachaise.
Yeah.
Which did, you know.
Greg Brady. I don't even, there's no B in there. Yeah. What are you reading?
Yeah. Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. Hey, the suit fits. So anyway, by the way, that's a joke for young people because young people like breakdancing.
Yeah.
So if you don't get that joke, you must be old or you must be stupid.
That's just slightly before breakdancing's time.
Yeah. So you're either old or stupid.
70s.
That's all it is. Okay. And either way, you're dead to me. So anyway, that's our but why. I don't understand why you would get in a line and be like, I'm the 100th person. Look, you want to win concert tickets, new chicken places opening up, all kinds of fun stuff you can stand in line for, okay?
But, I mean, I've seen statues where, usually they're not laying down, but I've seen statues where the foot's rubbed off because that's like the only thing you can reach.
Right.
Lincoln's nose, something else. That is just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But totally normal. Totally normal. And like you said, this one, she's perched on the lips and on the G.I. Joe guy.
Yeah. She's got a man on first and third.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's in a short dress. She's actually giving a show to who's ever next in line. Okay. So you know what? That dude's going, this thing's working already.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy behind her's like, hey, can I call an audible?
Yeah. I haven't even touched the G.I. Joe guy yet. And I feel like this is going to be blissful sex. This is working out wonderfully.
I have seen the light.
Right. So anyway, we're going to go on to strange stories.
Strange stories.
Okay. Tennessee woman arrested for allegedly, mind you, impersonating.
Yes. So for all you lawyers out there, Damon has said allegedly.
Allegedly. For allegedly impersonating an FBI agent who shutter a Waffle House.
Once again.
Tennessee woman arrested for allegedly impersonating an FBI agent to shutter a Waffle House.
So
she basically shut down a Waffle House.
Yeah, she becomes a Fed to shut down a Waffle House.
Yeah.
For I asked for this, tying on to the previous segment, but why?
Yeah, I was going to say, this might almost could have been about why. It says the unusual impersonation incident happened at the only Waffle House in Madisonville, Tennessee. First off, I'm shocked any town in Tennessee doesn't have multiple Waffle Houses.
Right.
Okay. This must be the poorest town in Tennessee. Right. Okay. The restaurant is by US 411 next to a small shopping center with a grocery store and a couple of other eateries. I hope this makes sense later on. Otherwise, this description was not necessary.
Correct.
Okay.
Especially if you're going to go that far, just name the eateries.
Yeah.
We've chosen this. I mean, if it's a small town that only has one Waffle House.
Yeah.
I have to assume this is a Bojangles.
Right. Yeah. 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 What do we have? Yeah.
A Hardee's.
We're in Tennessee. Hardee's. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not a Zaxby's. It's probably too small for a Zaxby's.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
They
don't announce it. Okay. So it says we're saying that just to establish that the place isn't smack dab in the middle of the residential area, which might have made more sense in the context of this story.
Okay. So far, no.
So far, not at all.
That's just more explanation that is not explaining the explanation.
Hey, furthermore, what did you say earlier?
Without further ado,
let me get to the real stuff. All right.
I love me some extra explanation. Yeah.
This is what I've seen. Hold on a second. According to media,
I'm willing to quit right now.
You've been willing to quit since episode one. I don't think it started right now. Plus, you're playing tetherball, so just shut up. All right. So, according to the media reports, the strange event started early in the morning on February 11th, around 8 a.m. First off, that's nighttime for a Waffle House because they've been open all night long.
Anytime is nighttime for a Waffle House.
Correct.
You know what I love about Waffle House is they will be sweet as pie to you.
Mm-hmm.
The lean over, like when I'm running solo.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, riding like a solo. Yeah. Quite a bit because, you know, I'm at the counter.
Yeah.
But even if you're at one of the tables that leans up against the thing, I like this dinner and the show portion. That's why I like to sit there. I like to watch what they're doing.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, I don't want poop in it.
I was going to say, it's my food.
Right. One, it's my food. And two, it's fun. But
yeah,
they act like there's a wall there. Like, yeah. Do you need any more coffee? Anything else I can get for you, hon? Sweetie? Whatever. And then they'll turn around and like, do you know what that bitch did to me last night?
Right.
I'm right here.
Yeah. I'm still in the conversation.
And
they
will say things like, you know what? My ass been itching like 2 weeks now. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm in there like 3-4 times a minute. I cannot get that itch to go away.
Can I get you some more coffee?
I'm going to need the check.
Check,
don't
please.
Eat a box.
Yeah, check, please.
Don't eat a box. Is there a doctor in this strip mall here? I'll take a minute clinic at a Walgreens. I don't even care.
Yeah.
That is so bizarre to me.
No, but they do. You're really correct. Like a whole other world happens on the other side of the knee wall.
Yeah.
Okay, you're like, hey, I can see.
This isn't like one of those kitchens where you can just like kind of see through the pass. And like, oh, cool. I can see what they're doing in there.
Yeah.
No, you're almost like in the kitchen. Oh, yeah. You need another pan here. Let me get that for you.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you hand it to you, like, I got this weird anal itch. I just can't.
Yeah. You ever seen that statue where you touch the G.I. Joe guy and you kiss the lips? You ever seen that statue?
I did that. I tell you, 3 days later, no change in my sex life. Had the weirdest.
Like
weirdest
fungus.
Trigger in my chiggers. I don't know what happened.
So it says around 8 a.m. Okay, the police department received a call about the impersonator at a Waffle House. Officer Andy Klein. I kind of like his name. Sounds like a cop. Andy Klein.
Yeah.
You know, actually sounds like an attorney.
That's true.
You know what I mean? He does. He sounds like a defense attorney.
Yeah.
You want to get off? Call Andy Klein.
That doesn't sound like an attorney any longer. That now
sounds like something back at the Waffle House. We're back at the Waffle House.
Yeah,
we're back at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
So it says he got sent to check out what on earth was going on.
I'm upset with myself, by the way.
Yeah?
I forgot at the top of this episode. Yeah. We're not going to fix it to say that because this is episode 201 and we haven't recorded 200, we don't know what happened.
No.
This is like when they film an entire sitcom and you see episode 10 before you see episode 8.
Right.
And they're like, who's that new guy?
Yeah.
What's he doing here? And then I was going to go into, and now the continuing episodes of Ted is angry. But anyway.
Yeah.
So now I'm mad at myself. I this totally ruined the thing. I don't know. Well, I don't remember what we're talking about. Talking about a Waffle House, which, let me tell you this. If you walk into the Waffle House and you hand one person that seems like the one guy that's dressed better than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Presumably he's a staff lead or a key holder or whatever they call those weirdos down there. You hand him a Chris Franklin. He'll shut that whole thing down for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not a private party.
Yeah, you don't need to go buy a Fed windbreaker or sunglasses or whatever this woman did.
Yeah.
Just walk in and be like, hey, no one comes in here for the 20 minutes it's going to take me to eat two of your waffles, some hash browns, and three cups of coffee. You're getting $100.
Yeah.
That door, which is never locked, goes and gets locked.
You could do that with a handful of Arby's coupons, okay? They would still do it. They'd still shut her down. But instead, when he arrived at the restaurant, he got out of his car. And the employees approach Count Ein. They're putting so much unnecessary banter in the story. I'm getting angry.
Well, I think that's probably why I went off on a tangent.
Filler. It's filler.
Because we still haven't gotten anywhere.
No, filler. It's filler.
Yeah. Filler.
So a staff member told the officer that earlier in the morning, an unknown woman had shown up at the restaurant. The woman had told the staff she was FBI agent. She was there to shut the place down. Okay, now we're at least getting somewhere. According to the woman, she had evidence that this Waffle House was selling drugs out of the back door. Okay, which Waffle House is not selling drugs out of the back door? Okay. Right. And this is the only one in your town? That's the Waffle that's House that's selling drugs out of the back door.
I would immediately, just like if someone ever comes in and does a snap audit or like you have DMs or regional managers running through, you call the store ahead and be like, hey, they're coming through.
Yeah.
So I would have been like, look, either we're the first ones or this is horse because we haven't got a call warning us the feds are in town.
Right, yeah.
Because you know the Waffle House, one town over, I would have said 8 blocks. We've established it's the only one in town.
But the seven Waffle Houses in the next town.
Town over call and be like, hey, feds are on their way.
Yeah. So it says, faced with the outlandish accusations, the Waffle House employee asked the woman to show some official identification. Now it might be getting good. She reportedly whipped out a brown notebook. Hey, sounds to me like mead is the way to go if you're in the FBI. Just whip out a spiral notebook. Maybe get your homework out of there first.
Lisa Frank's not cutting it. It's got to be like drab.
With a Tennessee badge, but refused to let the staff take a closer look at it. Okay, look, if I show you a badge, but I won't show you closely, I'm not real.
Now, if I see a Tennessee badge, I'd be like, did you say you were the FBI or the TBI? That sounds like the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Right.
Because I don't know if you know this. They don't give out FBI badges to individual states.
She also wouldn't produce an actual FBI ID document.
There we go.
Okay. At that point, the Waffle House staff decided it was time to call the police. At that point. That's the time.
I'm surprised they didn't like just literally whip stuff at. Because I've seen those.
Yeah. I figure she'd get her ass beat videos. By now.
Yeah. Well, they will beat you down in a Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. And it's always the cook. And he doesn't even burn anything.
Yeah.
He comes out and whoops your ass and goes back and flips the eggs over.
And he's like, look, I got to go scatter cover chunk and chop. Like, I don't have time for this.
I got to smother these. I know the fat guy thinks it means something else, but I'm going to smother these. That means onions, by the way. That is the worst surprise I ever got in my life. You remember that?
Yeah.
When I just, I looked right at him and I'm like,
I want cheese. Right?
I want gravy. I want a gravy on these. You said smother.
That's covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry I don't know your backwoods.
Is that
cheese?
I don't have my little
orphan. I get mine chunked and capped, which is ham and mushrooms. So I don't deal with the onions or anything.
Chunked and capped?
You're chunked and capped.
Okay, see.
Chunked is the ham, capped is the mushrooms.
And clapped is our podcast.
Yeah, clapped is the podcast. Yeah, episode 201.
Yeah.
Let's get clapped.
So the staff.
Let's get clapped.
We can. Get on top, baby. So here's the deal. Staff member took Officer Klein inside. Officer Klein sounds better than Andy Klein. Andy Klein still, he's an attorney.
What if Officer Klein's in on it?
Oh.
Article's 45 pages long. We won't know until the end of the book.
The woman was still waiting there. Hey, we call the cops. Why don't you hang out?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You dumb.
Yeah. So he began talking to her, and she repeated her previous story about being an FBI. So now she's doubled down with the cop. Listen, I'm here to shut this place down. I'm FBI. Show me your badge.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't look at it real close,
right.
And I can't show it to you any closer than right here, okay?
And it has no federal jurisdiction
right.
to it.
Can you take them cheaters off first? Because I think you're going to see a 2.0, and I can't have that right now because you're going to see something.
How far away can I get before I have to show you this?
Right, yeah. Can you see it from here? Can you read it from here? So it says, Klein didn't buy the woman's tall tale. However, that's probably because he knew exactly who she was. He recognized the woman as Kimberly Michelle Gonzalez.
Well, this doesn't check out. That's not what she said.
No. The 60-year-old local resident. Local resident. Okay, you're in a Waffle House in a town that only has one.
One Waffle House. They've seen this one before.
Yeah.
They know this woman's hash brown order.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
They know. They know. Okay, here's the deal. Did she become FBI yesterday? When did she take the test? Ask her to see her test score. Okay? How did she get in the FBI starting now? And she's 60. You know what the FBI doesn't take? New people that are 60. Okay? By the way, why do they give Kimberly Michelle Gonzalez? That's just a thing where it's in the blotter, so they're going to take three names.
Yeah, I was watching something yesterday where this guy said his name was Seth Wayne something. And okay. Like, it sounds like you're a serial killer. Yes, because anytime Wayne is in the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you immediately, your mind goes
like,
there.
Like Nathaniel Wayne Holm?
Yeah.
Sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah, well, first off, looks like one, too. Yeah, right. Killer beard. It's coming in really good.
Yeah.
Coming in really good.
Looking sharp, apparently.
Yeah, beard's killing it. Even if you're not, beard is.
The guy in the foreground. I couldn't imagine how many people are like, well, that's a great picture of Nate.
Yeah.
None of you guys. None of the two of you.
I'm in there too, Wilson says.
That's a great picture of Nate.
Yeah. Wilson, could you move to the left and take another picture of Nate? So it says, she appears to have a habit of claiming she's something she's not.
I will say this.
Yeah.
The amount of turnover they have at a Waffle House, she might have just hit the one window where no one else. I'm sorry. I'm super distracted because Jerry has a flashlight brighter than every light in this place.
Yeah.
Shining it dead in his face.
Are you getting, so he's lighting himself? I'm done. I'm off stage.
Not only himself, he's like right in his eyes. As if to say, is this bright? Yeah, Jerry. Hey, it's reflecting off your face into my face.
Well,
45 feet away.
Which you didn't realize, he's bent over and he's actually getting a rectal exam on the other end from Mac. He's just sending the light through. That's all it is.
I can't see Mac from here. However,
if he coughs, turn your head first if you cough. That's all.
Kimberly Wayne Gacy, whatever her name is.
Yes.
Kimberly Wayne Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also a G. So yeah, we're still
a G. We're still there.
So maybe it was just that turnover where they just hired a whole bunch of new people at the Waffle House.
Yeah, but
if she's a local person, they have one Waffle House.
Yeah.
They have, which is probably why they were like, you know, go ahead and sit down, Kimberly. We're going to call the police.
Yeah. They've seen her at the Dollar General. Let me get you.
Which is probably one of the stores that's in that
strip. It's probably right there. Yeah. We left that out.
That's probably the grocery store they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not even a grocery store. It's a Dollar General Plus.
Dollar General. We're going to do Family Dollar because it's going out of business, but we did Dollar General. So it says, to confirm what had happened, Klein also talked to another witness at the restaurant. Listen, if one person tells you she pretended to be FBI. Wait,
he recognizes her.
Yeah.
Oh, I better
she
give my-
She gives the story.
I better get my ducks in a row. Can anyone verify this? Does anyone else recognize Kimberly?
So he's like, Kimberly, you came in here and said you were FBI? Oh, yeah. Okay. Can anybody else?
Yeah.
Does anybody else know what happened here?
Besides the people that already called to complain about that, can anyone else verify that?
Hey, Columbo, you're not going to get it.
Just one more thing.
In case you weren't aware, impersonating a federal officer is a criminal act. So without further ado.
Oh, does it say it in there?
It does. I'm not kidding. So without further ado, towards the top. Am I wrong? Second, third sentence down. So without further ado.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. So without further.
I'm not making that up. Okay. Yeah.
Everyone, you can find us if that checks out.
Yeah. So it said Klein arrested her.
Hold on. Before you do that, this validates me, sir. Because if I said, if you have to say without further ado.
Oh, everything was filler till then.
Your thing.
Yes.
It's too much filler.
Correct.
Which is what I said at the top of this episode.
Yeah, it's filler.
Went right into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it says she was charged with criminal impersonation. She was also held in Monroe County Jail on $1,000 bail. I don't know if she's getting that.
What? Who knows? People get some weird stuff with bond these days. What was her end game?
So it says, despite our best efforts, we couldn't find any reports on what Gonzalez was actually trying to achieve. So here's the deal. We wrote this whole story. We have no idea why she was pretending to be FBI to shut down a Waffle. Maybe, is she own a Waffle House?
The Waffle House is not important.
No.
All it should have been like, local woman arrested for impersonating law enforcement.
Yeah.
Being held on $1,000 bail.
Yeah.
End
of story.
Of story.
Because you drew me in with the headline.
Arrested by Andrew Klein. That's all you needed.
Right. It says, we can probably safely, this is the last paragraph. We can probably safely assume there was no real drug trade going on. No, you can't. It's a Waffle House. It's Tennessee. House. Okay. I don't care if it's a Waffle House in San Francisco.
What if she's just taking the fall?
Ooh.
They go in, all this rigmarole happens, she goes out, and they're like, okay, Kimberly took the heat off for a while? Start rolling in those drugs.
She's part of them.
Yeah.
They bail her out.
I was just, you got
they
it.
They paid the $1,000.
Yeah, I was about to go there.
So the guy that comes in and bails her out is still in his Waffle House apron.
Yeah.
Okay? That's part of the story I want to read. Yeah. That right there would get me.
Hi, I'm John from Huddle House. Aren't those red and white? I'm wearing yellow and black.
I am Bill from IHOP. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm in yellow and black. I'm Batman.
But the last sentence.
That's all Waffle House, sir.
Perhaps we'll have to just file this under, quote, we'll never know. That's the whole story.
I'm so glad you read these cold.
Yeah.
Because you had to get to the end of this to realize this was not anything we needed to know about.
Yeah. No, no. We actually were better off on our butt. Why?
Yeah. That's why this story is strange, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen. If she would have been an FBI agent that was bent over kissing a statue and touching a G.I. Joe guy, I want to read about that.
Yeah, that'd been more interesting.
And breakdancing. Breakdance. Oh, we gotta throw it all. We gotta come full circle. Or she bit somebody. If she walked in the Waffle House, what do you think the odds are you getting bit in a Waffle House? Probably better than a New Yorker, right?
What is this? And I'm not trying to be ageist because, you know, I'm closer to 60 than I am to someone who's going to be interested in breaking in the Olympics.
Yeah,
that's for the teens, from what I understand.
Yeah, definitely.
What is a 60-year-old woman by herself going to do during a drug trade, drug trafficking, drug drop-off? Drug, like meth lab making. What is one person going to do? Hey, I'm just going to sit here and have waffles until the other rest of my career shows up.
Yeah. She's like, aha, I gotcha.
All by myself.
But when she actually does get to make the bust and she whips out her notebook with her fake badge on it.
I think what would be worse for her if like an actual drug transaction shows up and she's like, I was just kidding.
Yeah. My bad.
Can I get
those scattered to go?
Yeah. Here's a pan.
Where can they find us, Dad?
You can find us at thatchecksout.net, all the socials, thatchecksout, WDT. Don't forget, this is episode 201. We have enjoyed you all 200 episodes previous to that. Please stay with us on our journey. Thank you, Jerry, in the other room. Nothing from Mac, of course. This has been a TCO Productions, recorded for you at Audio High Podcasting Studio, produced by Damon Baracchio and Ted Wilson. We'll catch you next time.
Did he start in the middle of the music?
Yes.
Yes, I did.